You've explained in the past that our minig of saying Slichas, we always start on Sunday, Motzei Shabbos. In fact, the Slicha, the Motzei Menucha, right, is specifically geared for the first Slichas. And we always start a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So like this year, where Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, so there are 4 days between the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, we start the Sunday before. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday, the same thing. But if Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday or Tuesday, which it can, then there aren't 4 days between the Sunday before, then we start 2 Sundays before. Why the 4 days? There are various reasons given. The most simple reason is that many people have the minig of fasting the whole Aseret Yemei Teshuva. But you can't fast Aseret Yemei Teshuva all 10 days because there are 4 days that you're not allowed to fast. Not allowed to fast the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, nor Shabbat Shuva, nor Erev Yom Kippur. So to make up for those 4 days in Aseret Yemei Teshuva that you can't fast, they added another 4 days before Rosh Hashanah minimum to be able to make up those 4 days of fasting. But there's another reason that's given. And that reason is a little difficult to understand, even though I didn't see anybody who asked the question, but the heart of the question is obvious. The other reason that's given is that when you bring a carbon, so you need 4 days to inspect the carbon to see if it has any blemishes. And since on Rosh Hashanah, the motif of Rosh Hashanah is that we should bring ourselves as sacrifices to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we should totally hand ourselves over to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the motif of Rosh Hashanah, which is seen in a few different places. One in Medrash says openly, on all the Yom Tovim it says V'hikratzem Olah. On Rosh Hashanah it says V'asisem Olah. V'asisem can mean make yourself an Olah, make yourself a burnt offering. Rosh Hashanah is the day that commemorates Akedas Yitzchak, the closest we ever came to human sacrifice. And Rosh Hashanah is the time when we're judged for our lives, and just like in other times when we're judged, we bring of the thing that we are being judged on as a sacrifice. On Pesach, we bring grain. On Shavuos, we bring wheat. On Sukkot, we're judged for water. We bring water on the Mizbeach. So on Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to bring ourselves as a korban, figuratively speaking. So if we're going to be a korban on Rosh Hashanah, we need 4 days to check, to see if we're blemished or not, to come to Rosh Hashanah as unblemished sacrifices. The obvious question, which we've addressed in the past many times and have about 3 or 4 different answers to, tonight I want to give a fifth answer, a new answer. And that is, does any of us here speak for myself? But I think that speaking for myself, pretty much I speak for everybody here. Does anybody here really think that in the next 5-6 days of Slichas, we're going to get rid of all our blemishes and come to Rosh Hashanah a perfect sacrifice, blemish-free? I thought that's what Aseret Yemei Teshuva is all about. I'm hoping that by the time Ne'ilah comes, we'll get rid of some blemishes. But that we should be blemish-free before Rosh Hashanah starts. Then what do we need Rosh Hashanah for? What do we need Yom Kippur for? Then we're all perfect by the time Rosh Hashanah comes. What do we need Aseret Yemei Teshuva? So what is this idea that Slichas is that we should investigate ourselves, we should be mevater ourselves and check ourselves and make sure that we come to Rosh Hashanah blemish-free? How's that possible? What does it mean? What is the avodah of Slichas? We said various answers in the past. Tonight I want to say a different idea that I think puts the whole Slichos into perspective and makes it at least real. Something that we can do. Again, I don't have a prayer in the world, right, of becoming blemish-free before Rosh Hashanah. Not going to happen. So if that's the purpose of Slichas, then give up before we start. So what is the purpose? I think it's a different purpose altogether. It still serves the same purpose, same idea. It says that one of the Muslim of Elul is Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. This week said, the Ribbono Shel Olam will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your children. this circumcision of the heart echoes the concept of Habol L'Tahir Messiah in Lo. The Derech Shodom wrote, Saleilech Malichin Osa. Person who comes to become Tahir, he wants to do tshuva. He wants to purify himself. So he gets Siyata Dishmaya. He gets help from the Rabban Shalom. The Rabban Shalom helps him out. More than that, the Derech Shodom wrote, Saleilech. The way you want to go, if you express a will, a want, then the Rabban Shalom puts you on that path. He helps you along, guides you on the path that you want to go on. And it's not just extra special, the Rabban Shalom helps you, but without that help, we never could reach anything. We never affect anything. Even though Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Miyira Shamayim, everything is in the hands of heaven except our own moral choices. And therefore, Yira Shamayim, if I want to do tshuva, if I want to be better, if I want to not do averes, that's not in my hands. That's not really true. Because the Gemara says, B'chol Yom V'yom, Yitzro shel Adam, Mischavei shel Avam, Misgaber Alav. Every day the Yetzer Hara gets stronger and gets new. You think you conquered the Yetzer Hara, he puts on a new disguise, gets you with new things that he never thought of. You think you've beaten him, he gets stronger. Every day, stronger and a new Yetzer Hara. The Ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't help us, Lo Yochalo, we could never conquer the Yetzer Hara. So even though ultimately everything is in God's hands except these things, this is also in God's hands. But what it means is we have to make the first step. Tischuli Pesach, Techudo Shel Machad. Open up just a small hole, the Rabban Shalom says, a pinhole. Vani Eftach Lachem Ke Pischo Shel Ulam. I'll open up wide, 40 amas wide. All you have to do is make that first pinhole. It has to be sharp, says the Ger Rebbe. But all we have to do is make that first attempt. I think that Slichos is exactly that point. We're going to come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We're going to need the Rabban Shalom to help us. Aseres Tamei Tshuva, the Rabban Shalom comes close. Yirshu Hashem b'matzo, k'ra'u b'yoso karo. That's when the Rabban Shalom really wants to be metayer us. Lifnei mi atem metayerin u'mi metayer eschem. In front of whom do you purify and who's purifying you? The Rabban Shalom comes specifically, wants us to do tshuva. Ata nosein yad laposhim, he reaches out his hand. He wants to help us. But there's a condition. We have to want that help. We have to be bal l'tahir. We have to be the derech shodom rotza leilech. We have to want to go on that path. We have to open up that pinpoint. And then the Rabban Shalom will do everything else. So before Rosh Hashanah comes, and we have this tremendous opportunity of Siyata Dishmaya, of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, of Rosh Hashanah, of Shabbos Tshuva, of Yom Kippur, tremendous, tremendous help from heaven. But we're not going to benefit that help unless we really want it. So for the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah minimum, from the Sunday before or 2 Sundays before, we say Slichos. What is Slichos? What's the first paragraph of Slichos? The first paragraph of Slichos is that Rabbanu Shel Olam, we want you to give us Slicha, we need Slicha, and we can't do it on our own. So we're basically making a declaration that Rabbanu Shel Olam, we want it. We're making the first step. And in that way, we've done what we can do, that eventually the Rabbanu Shel Olam will take away our blemishes. So it's not that we come to Rosh Hashanah blemish-free, all finished. But we come to Rosh Hashanah with enough of a desire, with enough of a beginning, with enough of knocking on the door, that now the Rabban Shalom will take over. And now the Rabban Shalom will help us. And then we're assured, it's just a matter of time, it's just mechusar zman, that the Rabban Shalom eventually, by Yom Kippur, will take away our blemishes. But we've done our part to show that we want the Rabban Shalom to help us take away the blemishes. That's Slichas. What's the first paragraph of Slichas? L'cho Hashem atzdoka v'lonu boshes haponim. You, Rabbanu Shel Olam, are righteous. And we have to be embarrassed. And the embarrassment should give us the desire and the incentive and the impetus to want to seek slicha. Because if you're not embarrassed, if you don't feel anything is wrong, then you have no incentive to change. Why do you have to change anything? But if I'm embarrassed of the way things are, then I want them to change. So that's the first incentive for change. The second incentive is manisonein, manomar, manedaber, manitstado. I have excuses. Okay, I'm embarrassed, but I have excuses. It takes away the embarrassment. Second thing we say is, Rabbono Shalom, I have no excuses. I'm willing to come now a few days before Rosh Hashanah and let you know that I feel embarrassed and I have no justification, I have no excuses anymore. Nach v'sodracheinu v'nach korah v'nashuv eilecha. And therefore I commit myself to take a look at myself. Nice, strong, hard look. Nach v'sodracheinu v'nach korah. To investigate where I am, what I am. And to return. And to repent. I want it. I'm not making any excuses. I'm embarrassed. That gives me the incentive to want to do tshuva, to want to take advantage of what Aseres Bnei Tshuva can afford me if I want it, if I'm ball attire, if I'm coming to be matire. The second thing you need is a belief that there's hope, that you can change. Sure, I have no excuses, and I'm very embarrassed. So if there's no hope, and therefore I have to resign myself to my fate, then that's it. Then there's nothing to do. Then I have no desire to change because I can't change. Your hand, your right hand, your strong hand, Rabbanu Shalom, is outstretched to be makabel those people who want to return. I'm coming to be purified. I know you'll help me. I know that your right hand, your strong hand, is outstretched, ready to help me. We don't fool ourselves to thinking that we're coming with great chesed and great maisim tovim and we're going to achieve it on our own. I can't do it on my own. Kedalim ukiroshim dofatnu l'asech. I come like a poor person knocking on the door. I know I can't do it on my own. But I know that if I knock on your door, Rabbanu Shalom, not only you'll open the door, you'll pull me inside. And that's what we say at Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah, we say, like, bo she'orav. Day is gone, now's the time to come into the door. Slichus is the time to knock on the door. The whole Aseres Bnei Tshuva, the Rabbanu Shalom, is opening that door and finally pulling us in. We bang on the door, knowing that Rabbanu Shalom, you are a Rachum V'chanun, you're merciful. And we beg the Rabbanu Shalom not to turn us away empty-handed. If we want, then do your part, Rabbanu Shalom. Help us. Help us. Give us an Aseres Bnei Tshuva, a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when you're close, and you'll help us. But if we don't want, if we don't take that first step, if we don't make that first little pinhole of an opening, then it's not going to happen. So we need 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to investigate ourselves and to see that we do what we can, that eventually we will have no mumin. We did our part, that small beginning first step. I know, I believe, Rabbanu Shalom, that you hear my prayers. And therefore I'm willing to add another one. At an inconvenient time, at a difficult time in the day, whether it's early in the morning, late at night, but I'm willing to show you that I'm willing to inconvenience myself. I'm willing to go out of my way to at least let you know that this is what I want. I know that I can't do it on my own. I know that if I wait for Rosh Hashanah to come and I just expect you to take care of it for me, you're not going to take care of it. But I know that the next few days, I bang on the door and say these shlichos. And I say over and over again, Hashem, Hashem, keil rachum v'chanu. I believe that the Rabbanu Shalom will help. And he wants to help. And I scream out, shlach lanu. Aneinu. I want the Rabbanu Shalom to answer. And I believe he can. Those two are the pivotal points of shlichos. I believe that the Rabbanu Shalom will help. And I believe that I need his help. And I want his help. That's what Slichus is all about, nothing more than that. So we're creating in the next few days a tremendous desire that when finally Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Shabbos Shuv and Yom Kippur come, that we are ready, we want it to have an effect. And then the Rabbanu Shalom will meet us halfway, or maybe more than halfway, maybe 99% of the way, and see to it that our desire, if it's a real desire, it's a strong desire, will be translated into action. Mitzvah Hashem, if we understand that, and I think that's really the crux of what Slichus is all about, if we understand that, then Mitzvah Hashem, both as individuals, as families, as a tzibur, we'll let the Rabbanu Shalom know that we want his help, and we'll be zoche to have that help. Dirshu Hashem b'motzo, kra'u b'yoso koro, we'll get that help of the Rabbanu Shalom during Aseres Bnei Tshuva, and reach Slicha, Mechila, and Kapara, so we all will be zoche to Ekshiva v'chasima tova, chayim and shalom and kol tuv, and ruchnius and gashmius, for ourselves, our families, for Klal Yisrael. Tichle shana v'kiloseha, we'll see this past year with all of its klolos, of all the different kinds of klolos, come to an end. And tichale shana v'birchoseha, a new year will start with tremendous amount of bracha, because we'll be befitting that bracha, we'll be worthy for that bracha, ultimately to be the year of the Geula Shleima b'Mehera v'Yameinu.